that was a job that I really enjoyed.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, so I wanted to get back to your family since I had to go back to your job. Sorry. Okay. So you have a couple cousins, as you say, you grew up with across the street. What about family reunions? Do you?
Not really. We get people together sometimes, but not actually a family reunion. Where, matter of fact, speaking of family reunion, we're supposed to have one this year.
Okay.
This 4th of July in Athens, Georgia.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So what who would come to that? Like?
Uncle, aunt, cousin, brothers, sisters, a lot of friends.
Okay.
Yes.
So when was the last time you had one?
A family reunion? Ooh, long, long time ago.
Do you remember any of the people?
Some cousin I do. A lot of them, you know, gotten real old now. Mm-hmm. And so people change. And a lot of them I remember, a lot of them don't, because it's been a while back. Right. Yes.
Yeah, that would be fun. I love family
reunion. Yeah, I do too. I love family reunion. Especially the food.
Yeah. And speaking of food, tell me about some of the food that you might have at a family reunion, or say if you had a big family gathering.
Like what kind of stuff do you eat? A lot of ribs.
How you cook them?
On a grill. Okay. Some of my cousins have like a, they'll boil them and then they'll cook them on a grill.
Okay.
Burn stew. They normally dig a little hole in the ground and put bricks around and have a pit.
Okay.
Put in a big ball and cut up a lot of different food and put in it.
Okay.
And cook it like
that. Like what type of different food?
Like chicken, pork, sausage, basic stuff like that. A lot of hot sauce, potato salad, hamburgers, hot dogs,
What about Thanksgiving? What type of foods did you have? Like
turkey,
yeah.
Chicken, collards, turnips, collard greens, squash, yam, cranberry sauce, a lot of onion. Black pepper, jalapeno pepper.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about desserts with pepper?
Normally, desserts for Thanksgiving, we normally have sweet potato pie, or custard, and apple pie, peach pie, but mainly I call it sweet potato pie.
That's
Yeah.
So for Thanksgiving, do you guys have it here at your house? Or
no, you normally we have Thanksgiving at my mom's house.
Okay.
Yeah, we kind of gather, just a few of us gather together and have Thanksgiving at my mother's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Okay, another thing, when you were growing up, did your mom have a garden or anything?
Yeah, we did have a garden.
What type of
stuff
did she grow?
We grew cabbage, collards, turnips, and we had all kind of trees, pecan, fig tree.
So she make a lot of pies out of it?
Yes. We had a pear tree. We had a lot of pear pies.
Mm-hmm.
We had peach trees. We had a bunch of peach trees, so we had a lot of peach pies. And we had vines. We had grapevines. We had watermelon.
Really? You had all that stuff?
Yes. Yeah, so.
In Fort Ward,
right. Basically, the only thing we had to do was go to the market and buy meat, because we had chickens too, so we didn't have to buy eggs.
So was this like a farm area?
Well, you could farm on it. I mean, yeah, at that particular time, yeah, you could farm on it. You could have all those things on your property. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now it's not like that?
No, you can't have that on your property now.
So did she preserve anything?
Yes, she did a lot of preserving. Matter of fact, my grandmother did most of the preserving. And we would break open a jar on special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My mother, my grandmother, my aunt that stayed across the street from me, they used to sew quilts with the different patches in it. And everybody had their own particular quilt with their name on it.
Oh,